Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. You'll notice that the intro music is different this week, and that's because my conversation with Genesee Rosenberg is all about finding ourselves, or rather, losing ourselves in places that we don't expect. So the music is an homage to all of those old tales of fairies, of fairy hills, of being respectful of their lands. And if not, well, maybe you'll lose yourself in a place where maybe you'll never leave. Thankfully, Genesee did find her way out, and I can't wait for you to hear her story. But in the meantime, I'd like to introduce you to her. She's an artist, an herbalist, and trauma process facilitator living in Portland, Oregon. And we do talk about all sorts of interesting things, including trauma process facilitation and how we can use so many different modalities to break through to wholeness and health. But it was her story of getting lost this week that captivated me, and I think it'll captivate you as well. It's funny, it's a little scary, and it reminds us all, especially at this time of year, that we need to be respectful and we need to be mindful of those old ancient gods that walk our lands.
And we come upon this gorgeous tree. So we stop, we sit under the tree. Our conversation gets very deep about spirituality, past lives, mysticism, really just drop right in. It seems like maybe we've sat there for 30, 45 minutes. We're like, okay, that was really good. Let's head on back. Maybe we'll get some lunch. We stand up. We're both kind of like in this like ethereal headspace from our conversation. And we both realize that literally nothing looks familiar. Except for the tree that we've been sitting under. Yeah, well, I have no doubt that you've heard amazing variety of really interesting stories. I feel like there's just magic all around for people who have the eyes to see. And I feel like I've been really fortunate to live a life full of it. And I feel like I experience it every day, like we were just talking about in those transformations that I witness in people and the transformation that I observed in myself when I was doing my own growth work in those first stages. But I feel really compelled to share this one story with you that's a little bit more, I think, in line with maybe a more traditional idea of magic or the mystical. And it happened when I had just moved to Sarasota, Florida, and I was participating in a women's circle, looking for community, looking to deepen kind of my own introspective search for the meaning of life and wanting a group of women to explore that with. And the person who led the circle and I wanted to get to know each other a little bit better. So we decided to go on a hike in one of the nature preserves there it was a place that she really enjoyed. And pretty early in our walk, we came across this very reedy shore on the swamp. And you know, before I moved to Sarasota, I thought of swamps as being kind of musty and dark and scary. No, it's like beautiful, clear water and reeds and trees and just absolutely gorgeous. So we stop at this little clearing on the shore with reeds all around and dragonflies just darting in and out all over. And I just kind of make an offhand comment about dragonflies carrying fairies and what a magical space this is. And, you know, we're giving gratitude to the dragonflies for blessing our hike today. And we continue on our way. And I'm pretty into wayfinding and off-trail hiking, so periodically I'm turning around and just orienting myself with how things will look when we're returning. And we're on our walk for, I don't know, maybe an hour or two, and we come upon this gorgeous tree. So we stop, we sit under the tree, our conversation gets very deep about spirituality, past lives, mysticism, really just drop right in. It seems like maybe we've sat there for 30, 45 minutes. We're like, okay, that was really good. Let's head on back. Maybe we'll get some lunch. We stand up. We're both kind of like in this like ethereal headspace from our conversation. And we both realize that literally nothing looks familiar except for the tree that we've been sitting under. Like, well, we're just kind of disoriented because we just dropped way in. So let's just start walking. We obviously approached from this direction, so we'll just head back that direction. And I'll bet as soon as we get around that corner, everything will fall into place and we'll see the path and we'll know where we're going. And we walked for about an hour. And then we come, I'm like, I think around this corner, we're going to be at the parking lot. We round the corner, we are at the same tree. We haven't recognized anything at all along our walk, and now we've made a full circle. Okay, that's pretty trippy. Well, I don't know what to say. Let's just keep going, I guess. So we go back. We're like heading back down the path, the one direction we know that we're supposed to go. Same thing. We wind up back at this same tree. And now at this point, like, we've been out here for a few hours, and it's kind of starting to get close to dusk. So she's starting to panic a little bit. And I'm like, oh, this is interesting. This is like, I think of her as the leader of our women's circle. I'm like looking to her for guidance. And now she's starting to get a little anxious about the situation in a place that she's supposedly familiar with. And she's like, okay, we need to walk through the swamp to that roadway over there. I was like, okay, you grew up here. I'm pretty new, but I don't know how deep that water is. Don't we need to worry about alligators and snakes and stuff? She goes, oh, good point. I was like, okay. Okay. Well, here's everything's going to be fine. I realize at that point that I kind of need to take charge of the situation. You know what? I don't think we should walk through the water, but you know what? If we have to, this huge tree looks really stable. We could sleep in the tree if we have to, but we still have plenty of time. I don't think it's going to be a problem. We've got snacks. We're going to be fine. Let's just try to make one more go for the parking lot. So we start on our little trail. We get to a spot where it looks like it's just grass to the road. We can't quite tell how far the road is. It's a few hundred yards, but not too far. But it looks like there's no water. So I'm like, okay, let's just walk to the road. As soon as we step off the trail and start walking through this like knee to waist high grass, we get completely accosted by mosquitoes. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with mosquitoes of Florida, but one of the good things about them is that they're so big, you can feel them land on you. So you can usually swat them away before they take a nibble. Except that there were so many, so many. Nobody ever goes into this part of the park. So they were very hungry. And so this very spiritual woman and I are trudging through this waist-high grass in a swamp, slapping ourselves silly, walking towards this road. We finally get to the road and we realize it's on top of a 10-foot retaining wall. We can see that a ways down, there's a way to get up to the road. It's a little far, but it's also like now it is dusk. So we have to just keep going at this point. So we've made the decision. We're just going to keep going. I'm trying to like stay positive. This is insane, but it's going to be fine. A ranger pulls up in his truck and he gets out with one eyebrow raised real high. And he goes, what are you ladies doing? Like, Oh my goodness, sir. We are so lost. We just want to get back to our car. And he's like shaking his head. All right, walk on up that away. Come on up to the road. I'll meet you down there. We get in his truck. He says, now, which parking lot are you in? She tells him where we parked. And he goes, ladies, that is clear on the other side of the park. Okay, I'm going to drive you over there. It took him almost an hour to drive us to our parking spot. Keep in mind that our initial hike to the tree was like 30 to 45 minutes or maybe an hour. We finally get back to the truck or back to her car. And now it's dark. We're hungry. We're dirty. We're disheveled. We're confused, completely bewildered. We're like, okay, we're going to the nearest Mexican restaurant and we are going to get burritos and margaritas and talk about what the heck just happened. So we do it. As soon as we've got a little food in our bellies, we're laughing. It's like, what a bizarre experience. We go home. The next morning, I call her up and I'm like, do you have any mosquito bites? Neither of us had a single bite. And all of a sudden, I flash back to that moment with the dragonflies. I'm like, oh, wow. You know what? Those little tricksters decided to show us a little lesson.
I hope you all enjoyed Genesee's story and hearing about, you know, when you least expect it. And if you don't take them seriously, those little pixies and fairies, well, they'll teach you a lesson. So next time you're walking on the land and you see something maybe magical or something that's out of the norm, just nod your head and say, hey, I see you. And yeah, we're going to keep on walking. To learn more about Genesee and the incredible work that she's doing in the world, there will be a link to her website as well as a separate link to her guided white light meditation. So make sure to check both of those things out. You know, it's not often that someone as brilliant and learned as she is offers us something free and beautiful to help ourselves. So take advantage and then do a deeper dive on Genesee and the magic that she is creating in the world. I need to thank Genesee for being on the show and for telling her story, and also for her ability to wayfind. As I said, I am okay at wayfinding, but yeah, she kept her cool and she made sure that eventually they were heading in the right direction. I want to thank each and every one of you who listens. Please, I do ask this every time, if you would consider leaving a rating or writing a little review, I'd be ever so grateful. They help other people find this little podcast of mine, and I'm trying to spread the love and share the love about what a magical and beautiful place this world really is. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Genesee. I mean, I would say actually what I think is most precious about her story is that she, with a sense of humor, really learned her lesson. She and her friend were confronted by the old gods who decided to play a little trick on them. And rather than losing her cool or getting frustrated or angry, she kept going. And not only that, she kept she and her friend going. You know, they didn't know where they were heading. Maybe it was into a swamp and maybe there were going to be things that bit them, let alone mosquitoes. But still, she didn't give up. And at the end of her journey and at the end of the lesson, she just took note that when you're in the lands of the old gods, which is, let's be honest, pretty much everywhere on this planet, you need to approach and engage with a sense of play, with a sense of respect, and with a sense that maybe they might teach you a little lesson. And then Accept that lesson graciously, my friends. As we approach Halloween and the Day of the Dead, go forth with respect and be wary of those things we can't see because they've been here far longer than we have. And yeah, if you don't watch your step, they just might want to stay in touch.